You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Hot Court here on the grounds of College Place where the boys are warming up. They've got about 5 minutes left before they're going to be taking on the Connell Eagles. And let's take a look right now at the SCAC standings right now for the men. In first place right now, we're at Kiana Benton, Wharton, and Waluk all won their opening games, at least in terms of the league. Kiana Benton at 2-2. Wharton is at 4-1. Waluk is at 4-1. All those teams 1-0 in league. Kiana Benton having beaten Riverview, Wharton having beaten Royal, and Waluk up in Mattawa beat Connell earlier this season. So Royal, Riverview, Royal, Connell, 0-1. College Place in Columbia have no record right now, as they were supposed to have played last night, but the weather said, not on your Nelly, that's not going to be happening. So College Place looking not only for the first win in school history, but also first win of the season, and perhaps a win that can get them to a point where they'll be competing early on here in the South Central. The Connell Eagles last year were a very, very competitive team. They went 19-6 under Coach Devin O'Brien, and he is still coaching them this year. They were 19-6 in league. They were 19-6 overall. They were 9-1 in league, and they went a fair ways in playoffs. They opened with a 58-50 win against Granger. And then District 5 semis, they lost to LaSalle. The Lightning beat them 54-37, and then got an opportunity to go forward in consolation and beat Kai B 56-53, and then went on to beat Natchez 63-53 before finally losing to Kashmir to end the season 63-45. So Connell, a team that at least last year was quite successful, and the Hawks potentially having their hands full in dealing with them this evening. Reprising what the Hawks did with the MAC High Tournament, they opened their career at the MAC High Tournament playing McLaughlin High and losing 47-43. This despite the fact that they got off to a fairly good start. They were playing excellent ball in the first quarter. Got out of the first quarter winning 12-7, but then after that, Mack High played them fairly tight. The Hawks were led in that opening game by the 13 points and 3 assists of Nico Romero. I had Nico down only for 2 turnovers, but I do believe he had more than that in that game. If you haven't had an opportunity to see the Hawks play, Nico is possibly their most dynamic player. He's certainly one of their fastest. He dribbles up the court very, very quickly. He also has got one of the fastest releases on his shot that I have ever seen. The difficulty with this is that sometimes he will he'll get the rocket off a little bit faster perhaps than he should with regards to his position in the court, or perhaps his body position in relation to the hoop itself. If he can hang on to the ball and not make some interesting decisions, both in terms of his dribbling and his shot selection, but also passing, then there is some possibility for some success here. It also Hector Flores and Silas Shoemate, who in that Mackay tournament both received one technical for when things did not go their way, proceeded to have some words with the refs that the refs did not appreciate and quickly gave the boys a technical. The boys can play with some decided passion, and it's very much to their credit. But if they're going to succeed in the long haul, in addition to eventually finding what their playing personality is, they need to play with that passion under a certain level of control. And basketball is one of those games where sometimes the pass isn't going to go right, sometimes the shot isn't going to go right. At one point with Mack High, there was a lid on the bucket. The boys were getting some excellent looks down low, but it was just one of those nights where things weren't dropping. And when that happened, it's understandable to feel frustration, but you cannot proceed to take it out on the refs, because you have to remember that they're ultimately the ones who are in control of the game. They're getting ready to have starting lineups here. I don't believe we're going to have another salute to the flag, so we'll go ahead right now and take a look at least at Connell's starting lineup for Coach Devin O'Brien. He's going to be assisted by Tyson Sturza and Wayne Reiner. Coach O'Brien is going to start at guard, 5'10 sophomore, number two, Nolan Chase. He's also slated to start at guard, a 6-foot senior, number three, Brian Hawkins. He's starting at a split guard forward, a 6'2 sophomore, number 13, Austin Smith. And he's starting also at forward, a 6'2 junior, number 23, Colin Hull. And then finally at guard forward, he's starting a 6'2 sophomore, number 24, Silas Chase. It would appear that the Eagles are going to have something of a height advantage over the Hawks, not least of which because, at least on occasion, we do have 6'2 Lance Hatch, of course. 6'3 Cameron Lindstrom, who has started the last two games for head coach Mark Ferraro, is unavailable. Scorekeeper is telling me that he's simply out of town. But his height will probably be missed against a team that has height such as Connell is showing this evening. For Coach Mark Ferraro, he is going to be starting at guard, the 5'5 junior, the aforementioned Nico Romero. And he's also going to be starting the 5'9 junior, number two, Hector Flores. Flores is the one who is the quarterback. He's the ball handler. He's the one that's responsible for getting the ball up the court and inserted into the offense. And it's critical that he play with control. As to the 6'2 junior forward, number three, Silas Schumate, he had some fair success in the Mackay tournament, particularly in the second game. At forward, Ferraro's going to be starting the 5'10 junior, number five, Kenneth Brooks. And then listed as forward and practically serving as center is going to be the 6'2 junior, number 12, Lance Hatch. And they're announcing the substitutes, the bench players right now. We're going to go ahead and let them get those introductions in as well as the starting lineups. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off and all the action. You're listening to Hawk Basketball here on 102.3 FM, KGBC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And we are back here live at Hawk Court as the boys are gathering out onto the court for the opening tip-off. I'm sure Lance Hatch is going to be entering the center circle, and he is. He's going to be going up against Silas Chase, a 6'2 sophomore for Connell. As the 1-0 Connell Eagles, no, I take that back, they're 0-1. They lost their opener. They lost their opener this year to Waluk. So both teams looking for their SCAC opening win, and Cole ends up winning the inbounds. He kicks it out to Brian Hawkins for Connell. He's now going to go right after Nolan Chase.
Chase looking for something open. Now goes top of the arc. Hawkins is quick and left to top of the arc. Three. That rims in and out. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Brought down. Ultimately, nope. Flores almost had it. Gathered in by Connell. And then they throw the pass away. Gathered in by foul then by Austin Smith as he fouls Silas Shoemate, who gathers in the ball. So we'll credit Shoemate with a steal and then a Connell foul. And Nico tries to get it in to Flores. Gets intercepted by Chase, who then is on his way out of bounds, grabs the ball and bounces it off of Flores. So the Hawks quickly then turn the ball over. No score, just underway. 7:35 to go here in the first. Poe gives it out top to Chase. He shoots a long three, no good. Rebound, Nico, and he wants to go coast to coast. His lay-in not quite strong enough. And rebound, Connell. Man, Nico moving like lightning there. Hawkins brings it up the top of the arc. Now goes right arc, Chase. Chase now goes top of the arc, Poe. Poe's going to launch top of the arc three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Flores fights for the rebound, can't quite get it. I believe it was Austin Smith who ripped the rebound out of Hector's hands and laid it up and in. Now Flores wants to feed Nico, loses the handle on his pass, stolen by Connell, lays it up and in. Two possessions, two turnovers. Shoemate ends up taking a long inbound pass. He now goes down the left lane, goes up, lays the ball off the back of the backboard, no good. Quickly, Connell comes down. Chase gets down to the baseline. He wants to go up. They're going to say he got fouled, I believe, on the way up by Hector Flores. No, they're going to say that was before the shot. So Flores picks up first personal, first team foul. Connell takes it up baseline. Goes right arc Smith. Now top of the arc Hawkins. Now goes in the right corner to Chase. His three-pointer rims in and out. No good. Rebound chase down by Hector Flores. He then feeds Hatch, goes top of the arc Flores. Now to Nico, who launches a long left arc three. That one's no good. And very, very quickly now, Devin O'Brien wants to call timeout for his boys with 6:20 to go. And Connell leading 4-0. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back live here at Hawk Court. Smith inbounds to Hawkins for Connell. Hawkins dribbles right arc. Now goes down low to Poe. He wants to put a move on Shoemate, and he lays it up and in, and it's 6-0 Connell. Flores slices through a double team. Nico ends up pulling over. Feeds a no-look pass to Shoemate. Holy cow! Hector Flores with a new-look, no-look to Silas Shoemate, who lays it up and in. Number five kind of loses control, trying to end up going down. And then we're going to see that Smith? No. Hatch. No. Rooks. Rooks ends up facilitating the jump ball on the rebound. And possession arrow favors College Place. So Nico will inbound to Rooks. Now back to Nico. Now back to Shoemate. Wants to feed Flores. Gets a tip. Flores gathers it back in. He's now on the left arc. And this is the first time the Hawks will really try to execute offense. Flores to Nico, top of the arc, Flores. He dribbles down. He wanted to feed Hatch, didn't look at it right, ends up feeding Nico. He launches a long right arc three. That rims in and out, no good. Rebound. Rebound College Place. Shoemate comes tearing down the left lane, and then they're going to say he got fouled on the way up by Brian Hawkins. So that is his first personal second team foul. 6-2 Connell, 5:31 to go here in the first. Hawks not shooting well right now, and as well as a couple of turnovers. Flores at the top of the arc. Goes right arc and wants to feed Hatch and ends up turning it over. And here comes Connell. They quickly come tearing down, and Nolan Chase ends up laying it up and in, and it's 8-2 Connell. Hawks need to stop turning the ball over. Long outlet to Shoemate. He dribbles down left arc, now pulls up, now goes top of the arc, Nico. Now to Flores. He's going to launch a right arc three. That rims in and out, no good. Rooks with position in the offensive rebound. He goes up. His shot too strong. Dume with a rebound. He's going to go up, and he got fouled. Fouls on Nolan Chase, his first personal. Hawks not shooting very well right now. They're just shooting 14%, but they did get the offensive board opportunities there, and Shoemate ends up going to the line now, and he makes his first. Accounting for all of College Place points right now is Silas Shoemate. His second free throw is also good. 8-4 Connell, 4:56 to go in the first. Hawkins takes it across the timeline. Now gets stopped by Flores, goes left arc to Chase. And now we've got an official timeout.
Five down.
I think they just wanted to. The only thing I saw happening is Silas Shoemate was tying his shoes, and maybe they were doing this simply for player safety. Hawkinson takes the inbounds, now gives left arc to Chase. Now top of the arc, Hawkins. Hawkins wants to make some sorry. That's not Hawkins, that's Chase. He ends up putting a 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Nico. Then feeds Hector Flores. He's going to go left arc, now dribbles in the left corner. Now he's dribbling to the top of the arc, now to Nico on the right arc, now in the right corner to Shoemate. Shoemate loses the handle on his dribble, gets it back out, now goes to Nico, who feeds Brooks and drives in and has the ball blocked. Oh, my goodness, that was a great... great look from Nico Romero, but Rooks ends up getting blocked by Silas Chase. Hawkins goes for a running lane, ends up being no good. Rebound Hector Flores, behind the back pass Nico, not necessary. Feeds Shoemate, drives baseline, goes up, gets partially blocked, almost gets his own rebound, and they're going to say last touched by Silas Chase. So credit Shoemate with the offensive rebound, and he's pretty much a driving force right now for College Place. Inbounds to Nico, long right arc three, too long air ball, and he's not really feeling it right now. Hawkins drives left arc, now feeds to Rich Pauley, who had checked in, and he hits a left arc three, and it's 11-4 Connell. Rook feeds Hatch, he's back down baseline, he puts up a nice move, running 10-footer, jumping up and nailing it is Lamp Hatch. That was nice. Good looking. Long three-pointer by who I didn't see. Rebounded by Silas Shoemate. Players need to check in over here. Kenneth Rooks ends up shooting a long left arc three. It ends up being no good. Rebound Hatch and it's put back at the end. Foul is on Silas Chase, his first personal. Trying to signal players need to check in at the center, and they're not doing it, but we'll see what happens if that becomes an issue. So Hatch now with the opportunity to complete an and one, and it rims in and out. Rooks almost gets the rebound, and it's 11-8 Connell. College Place making a game of it, for sure. Hawkins, top of the arc, goes to Peyton Liner, who's since checked in. He launches a long three, no good. Rebound, Rich Pauley, hit putback, no good. But now they're going to say... they're going to say that Kenneth Rook commits his first personal on the rebound. And so as a result, Rich Pauley is going to go to the line now to shoot two. His first was no good. Colin Poe now is going to check in. Silas Chase is going to sit. No, I take that back. That free throw was made. Second free throw, rims in and out, no good. Rebound Hatch. Flores goes to Nico, now back to Flores. He turns around, puts up an 18-footer that goes in. Hector Flores making his own magic, and it's College Place down by two, 12-10. And then Trevin Turner turns, thinks three, backs up, hits the three. And just like that, it's 15-10. Hector Flores. Harassed on his dribble in by Peyton Reiner. Reiner's going to pick up his first person. That's a fourth team foul. Now check that fifth team foul. For Connell. Flores to Nico. Back to Flores. Top of the arc. Hector's going to put it on the ground. Now goes down low to Hatch. Hatch's going to turn around, launch a 12-footer. Bank shot a little bit too strong. Rebound Connell. Long outlet to Reiner, and he wanted to feed Pauly, but he was too strong for Pauly, and Connell turns the ball over. Austin Smith now to check in. Brian Hawkins checking out. So Nico is going to get it to Flores. Flores facing a double team, dribbles around it. Now he's going to come down the right lane. He looks like he wants to go coast to coast. Oh, he wanted to feed Silas Humate, and he almost had it. But Trevin Turner put a mitt on it and knocked it out of bounds. So it's still a college place ball. Flores takes it out baseline, goes long to Rooks. Now to Nico. He's going to launch a left corner three, rims in and out, and rattles in. Nico Romero for three, brought to you by Kenneth Rooks, and it's 14-13. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound Hatch. And here come the Hawks looking for their lead. Hector Flores dribbles down, goes top of the arc, now to Nico in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. Then Rooks with the rebound. His putback is no good. But they're going to say he got fouled on the way up by Trevin Turner, who picked up his first personal. Six-team foul, and once again, Devin O'Brien wants to talk things over with the Hawks in close. It is Connell 14, College Place 13. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGBC2.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here at Hawk Court in College Place, Kenneth Rooks trying to tie the game for the first time at the free throw line. His first shot rims in and out. It is Connell 14, College Place 13. College Place playing with fire here this latter part of the first quarter. 1:49 to go. Rooks' second free throw is nothing but net, and we're tied at 14. Reiner takes it across the timeline, going to be met by Hector Flores. Now he wants to go to Colin Poe, now kicks out to Trevin Turner, going to launch a long NBA three, no good. Nico with the rebound, and he quickly wants to come barreling down the lane. Now he's got to pull back up, goes to Flores at the top of the arc. Hector pulls the dribble out, now goes to Nico on the left arc. He's in trouble. Now he dribbles, goes back to Flores. 19 on the shot clock. Now to Nico. Fake three. Back to Flores. Top of the arc. Now to Rooks on the right arc. Now goes down low to Hatch. Hatch wanted to feed Humate on the baseline, and the ball got tipped away by Austin Smith. Chase and Hawkins checking in now for Connell. Peyton Reiner and Ridge Pauly checking out. Flores will take it out baseline. Far College Place gives to Nico in the right corner. Now back to Flores. Flores now wants to dribble in. He's running through traffic. Keeps the handle on his dribble, dribbles out to the top, still maintaining his dribble, shaking and baking. Now gives to Nico on the right arc. Now back to Hector, who's going to launch a long three. And they're going to say he failed to get the shot off before the 30-second clock expires. So what we call in football a turnover on downs, a shot clock violation. Brian Hawkins now gives left arc to Colin Poe. Wanted to go down low to Nolan Chase. The ball ends up getting stolen by Shoemate. He comes up, now gives to Nico on the left arc, now in the left corner to Flores, who's going to dribble baseline, now back up to Nico. He thinks three, pulls back up. Now to Flores, launches left corner three, dribbles in and out, no good. Rebound Hatch, he goes up and lays it up and in. Lance Hatch, the offensive rebound and the putback, and College Place has their first lead at 16-14, 30 seconds to go here in the first. Brian Hawkins quickly dribbles down the left lane and lays it up and in to tie it up, under 22 seconds to go. Shoemate on the right arc. Feeds Rooks down low, can't quite handle it, gathers it back in, and now we're going to have a jump ball as Peyton Reiner tied up Kevin Rooks. And the possession arrow favors the Eagles with 15.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Hawkins take it up past the timeline. It's going to be met by Rooks. He pulls up his dribble. Now we're up to 11 seconds. Now 10. Hawkins dribbles left. Now dribbles right. Wants to go kick out and gives on the baseline to Nolan Chase. His 18-footer no good. Rebound Nolan Chase. His shot in, puts back being no good. And then in the scramble, the offensive rebound. The clock expires. The first quarter comes to an end. College play is fighting hard. The Connell Eagles, we are tied at 16. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Hawk Court. You can hear the College Place men's team yell Hawks as they break their huddle. Mark Ferraro going with his starting five, with the exception of Jesse Garcia, who's coming in to start the second quarter. Seeing his first action, giving Lance Hatch, leading scorer right now for the Hawks, breather. Nico Romero and Hector Flores is out as well. Nico is the point guard right now. He is at the top of the arc. He now gives on the right arc, I think, to Rooks, and he wanted to feed Nico back, and Rooks just simply turned it. Just handed the ball to Brian Hawkins, who quickly goes the length of the court and lays it up and in. Nico getting harassed. See, here we go. Nico getting harassed, gets the ball stolen by, I believe, Silas Chase. And then Nico ends up fouling. No, it was Brian Hawkins, and he ends up trying to slap the ball and gets Hawkins on the back of the head and commits a dumb foul. So Hawkins now has a chance to complete the and one, which he does. And just like that, it's 21-16, Connell. Nico up the line to Hatch, now gives the ball back to Nico on the right arc, pulls up his dribble, now gives to Garcia on the right in the right corner. Garcia puts it on the ground, feeds down low to Hatch. He tries to back down, now back out to Garcia, loses the handle on his dribble, puts it back in. Now Garcia's going to lift for an 18-footer that's nothing but net. Jesse Garcia with the two. And long outlet pass to Nolan Chase is a little bit too much for him, and he ends up chasing it out of bounds. And we're having some discussion about the last bucket that interesting. They're saying that Jesse Garcia's last shot was actually a three. I gotta say, from my standpoint, that looks to me like a two, but we'll go with it. Shoemate airmails at the lamp hatch, is just waiting underneath it to lay it up and in. So brought to you by Silas Shoemate, and we're once again tied at 21. Let's see, Hawkins, his running lane ends up being no good. We're going to credit Jesse Garcia with the rebound down the court. Rooks pulls up for an 18-footer that rattles around and in. And it's 23-21 College Place. 6:38 to go here in the half. Brian Hawkins gives down low to Poe. Poe at the free throw line now dribbles out to the top, now gives in the corner to Reiner. No, that's not Reiner. Now out to the top of the arc to Hawkins. His three-pointer rattles in and out, no good. Hayden Holst? No. Austin Smith with the rebound and ends up getting slapped out of bounds. Poe's going to sit. Rich Pauley's going to check in and gets slapped out of bounds by College Place. It's still going to be Connell Ball. And now the refs are conferring. No, they're talking to the players about how they're lining up. Hawkins will inbound it under the College Place bucket. And he goes short to a driving Silas Chase. His shot ends up being no good. And in the fight for the rebound, brought down by Hatch, they're going to say Austin Smith commits his second foul. So credit Hatch to defensive rebound. Seventh team foul? Is that right? Nico takes the inbounds. Now gives to Hatch. Now he's driving. Garcia's going to lay it up and in. Hello. Nice eyes there. And we're going to credit Lance Patch with an assist on that baby, and it's 25-21 college plays. Chase puts up a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound Hawkins. He's going to go up and lay it up and in, and they're going to say he got fouled. He's going to say he got fouled by Garcia on his way up. So Garcia picks up his first personal fourth team foul. So Brian Hawkins now with a chance to complete an and-one. And that rattles in at a 1-point college place lead, 5:55 to go here in the half. Nico Romero quick comes down the right wing, now goes top of the arc, left arc, Silas Shoemate. He wants to go down low to Hatch, ends up throwing the ball away. Can't afford to do that, and quickly Connell comes tearing down the court. Nolan Chase lays it up and in. And Connell running a serious fast break, so College Place needs to find a way to slow down. Garcia gives to Shoemate at the top of the arc. Shoemate now back to Garcia. Garcia's going to launch a long three off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound number five, who then feeds a driving Rich Pauly, who's going to run down and lay it up and in. And it's a 7-0 run right now for Connell. 28-25 Connell. Nico at the top of the arc gets to Rooks on left arc. Now top of the arc, I believe it's Hatch. He's going to run down and lay it up and in. Nice move by Lance Hatch. And it's a 1-point Connell lead. Hawkins feeds in the corner. Feeds in the corner to Nolan Chase. And they're going to say as he was driving, I'm going to believe they're going to say he got fouled by Silas Shoemate. It's his first personal 15 foul. Miguel Moreno now is going to check in for Mark Ferraro. Chase's first free throw is good. Poe is also going to check back in for Connell. Chase is going to sit. Connell 29, College Place 27, just under 5 minutes to go here in the half. Make that 30. As the second free throw gets brought in, and Nico Romero is going to come down the right wing. Gives on the left arc to Moreno, who's checked in. Top of the arc, Nico. Now to Moreno. Now down low to Rooks. He's going to launch a 10-footer that banks in. Did you call glass, son? Brought to you by Miguel Moreno. It's a 1-point Connell lead. Hawkins has it at the top of the arc. He wants to drive, splits through the double team. His putback two is weak. Rebound, Kenneth Rooks. Nico drives down the right wing. Now he dribbles to the top, tries to split the double team. Now gives to Moreno. No, that's Shoemate. Now gives to Moreno on the left arc. He's going to launch a long three off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound, Rooks. And now gets to Nico. Goes left arc. Now top of the arc. Now to Shoemate on the left arc. Wants to dribble baseline. Pulls back up. Wanted to go long. Had his arm partially blocked. Turns the ball over. And Chase quickly comes barreling down. Blitz the double between Moreno and Romero and lays it up and in. And it's 32-29 Connell. Moreno loses the handle on the dribble, gets it back up, gives it to Nico. Now back to Moreno. Now back to Nico, top of the arc. Now back to Moreno, right arc. Now back to Nico. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Nico's going to dribble around left. Now he gives it in the corner to Shoemate, who's going to, drive baseline and lay it up and in. Silas Shoemate creating his own magic there. And long outlet pass to Rich Pauly. Too strong. Immediately turn the ball over. Brayden Schwartz now to see his first action, and Hector Flores now going to check back in as Rooks and Shoemate are going to get a breather. So Flores gives to Romero, and Hector Flores is going to reassume his role as quarterback. He dribbles down, gives to Moreno on the left arc. Moreno looking for some opening top of the arc, Flores. Now right arc, Nico. Nico gives back to Hector. Hector's going to drive down, put up a running 10-footer off the back of the rim, bounces up the front, no good. Rebound gathered in by Hatch. His putback gets blocked. And quickly Connell comes driving down and ends up laying it up and in. I did not see who got that shot. 34-31 Connell, 3:02 to go here in the half. Flores goes left arc to Nico. Nico wants to go down low, can't do it. Now to Flores. Flores left arc, dribbles the top of the arc. Now he's on the right arc. Now he's going to pull up his dribble. Continues to maintain it. Launches the right arc. Three, that's good. Hector Flores makes his own magic, and we are tied at 34. 2:44 to go. Hawkins quickly goes down. He splits through the double team and gets his shot blocked by Hatch out of bounds. There's no foul. But since last touch by Hatch, it's still going to be Connell Ball. Peyton Reiner is going to take it up baseline. Feeds down low, ends up getting stolen by Nico Romero. He wants to go coast to coast, and he drives. Oh, yes, sir! He drives coast to coast, lays it up and in, and gets fouled. So we have Nico with the foul. Trout steals to start with. He then lays it up and in, and he gets fouled by Trevin Turner. That's his second personal. And Nico with a chance to do the and one. And he does. And it's 37-34 college plays. Largest lead of the game for the Hawks. Matthew Kelly comes down the right arc. Feeds top of the arc, Trevin Turner. He then wants to drive. His lay-in not strong enough. Rebound, Miguel Moreno. And here come the Hawks. Nico Romero feeds Moreno with the alley-oop. And the alley-oop is a little bit weak. You don't want to be a showboat, and you simply want to finish. Trevin Turner quickly comes down. His pass intercepted by Hector Flores. That's flat-out theft. Hector comes down the left arc. Now he's going to pull back up and actually start the offense. Top of the arc, Flores gives to Nico on the right arc. Now back to Hector. Flores now to Nico. Nico's going to launch the right arc. Three rims in and out. No good. And he had a good look at that one. 1:52 to go. 3-point college place lead. Ryan Hawkins goes top of the arc to Nolan Chase. Chase is going to watch the long three, no good. Rebound, Braden Schwartz. He feeds Nico, going to come down the right wing. Now he's going to pull back out, goes cross court to Hector Flores. He's going to watch the left arc three, rims in and out, no good. Rebound. Gosh, who was that? That was Hatch. His put back, no good. And then quickly Connell comes down the arc. Comes down the court. Trevin Turner tries to lay it up and in, gets partially blocked, and then on the scramble for the rebound, we're going to have a foul attributed to Hector Flores. That's his second personal. Six-team foul. So Trevin Turner now to the line. They're going to say that was a shooting foul. Turner is going to shoot two, and his first is off the back of the rim. No good. We've got Silas Shoemate, Noah Merka, and Kenneth Rooks all coming back in for Mark Ferraro. Second free throw is good, and now we're going to have a timeout. The shooter was aiming to check out. Silas Chase will replace Trevin Turner, and Hatch inbounds to Hector Flores. College Place clings to a two-point lead, 1:22 to go here in the first half. Hector Flores launches a long three, no good. Probably not his best shot selection. Long outlet pass and fed to Nolan Chase, who then feeds the driving Silas Chase, who lays it up and in, and we're tied again at 37. Just under a minute to go now. Flores to Rooks. Back to Flores. Now back to Rooks. Left guard. Now feeds Noah Murphy. He's going to shoot from the free throw line. This shot ends up being a little bit too strong. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Who ends up with it? Here comes Connell, and they are running and gunning. Hawkins wants to go coast to coast. Now he feeds, who was that, Chase at the baseline, who tries to drive and lay it up and in. It ends up being no good, but they're going to say he got fouled by Rooks on the way up. Rooks picks up his second personal, seventh team foul. And now Silas Chase to the line to shoot two. His first is good. Thirty-eight, 37. Connell. 39.5 seconds left in the half. It is now 39-37. Pauly comes in, and Chase then comes out. Flores takes the inbounds from Hatch, and he crosses the timeline. He now dribbles to the right, now gives to Merka, thinks three, now drives baseline, now feeds a waiting Hatch, whose shot is too strong. That was a good eye from Noah Merka, but Hatch was unable to finish. Hawkins quickly comes down, feeds Chase. Chase launches a right corner three, and that's good. And it's 42-37. College Place needs to play for the last shot here and make it smart. They need to not rush. Hector Flores, top of the arc. Now right arc Noah Merka, feeds Hatch. Now kicks out to Flores. He's going to launch top of the arc three. That's an air ball. Not the sort of shot you can afford to be taking, but the block expires all the same with Coach Place making a game of it with a Connell team that did very well last year, although they are trailing the Eagles here at halftime. 42-37. When we come back, we'll break down the first half. Look at what the Hawks need to do to succeed in the second to try and get their historic first win, as well as actually go 1-0 in league. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services, scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plazaway Shopping Center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we are back live here at Hawk Court as the men are trying to get their first victory in school history, as well as their first varsity experience here at home. And, of course, the SCAC opener here, all against the Colonial Eagles, who had a pretty strong season last year. But the Hawks definitely holding their own against the Eagle team that went 19-6 last year and went fairly deep into the playoffs. Connell does have the lead going into halftime, 42-37, but it has been a back-and-forth contest. Both teams leading it by as much as 5 points, and Connell at 1 point getting up to 7 points, but no teams opened up a significant lead here. For college place, here is your scoring summary. Miguel Moreno, one rebound, one assist, and somewhat limited action. Same with Braden Schwartz. He has one rebound. Jesse Garcia seeing action only in the second quarter, 5 points, one rebound. Kenneth Rooks, 5 points, four rebounds, one assist. Hector Flores, 4 points, two rebounds, one assist. Miguel Romero, 6 points, three rebounds. Silas Shumate, 6 points, four rebounds, and one assist. And Lance Hatch, leading all scorers for college play, 10 points, seven rebounds, and one assist. College play is doing a fairly good job of taking care of the ball. They only have 7 turnovers. Against 23 total rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. The Hawks shooting fairly well. They're shooting 38% from the field, 46% from two-point land, and 21% from three-point land, 67% from the three-throw line. That's only 4 for 6, but definitely better than they did in the MAC High tournament when they opened play 2 weeks ago. I have said over the past three games that the Hawks play with passion, but they also need to play with controlled passion, and they're doing a much better job showing that sort of thing this evening than they did in the MAC High tournament. Their shooting percentage is somewhat better, although the three-point percentage does bring things down a bit, and some of those shots perhaps not the most well-chosen shots that the Hawks need to choose if they're going to succeed and get their first victory, not just in school history, but also one that will get them into the lead early in the season here in the SCAC. For success in the second half, I think one of the things that the Hawks need to look to is perhaps to find more opportunities to get the ball down to Lance Hatch down low. Hatch had 10 points all in the first quarter, and all of those looks were within 7 feet of the basket. And he was still getting a few of those looks in the second half, but they weren't looking for them as much. So I think that was a portion of the game that was working well, looks down low, both from Hatch and from Rooks, who had a couple good looks down low in the first quarter and early in the second quarter. And tied in with that, half shot selection has to come into things. So often, sometimes, particularly teams that might not have the tallest point guards may think, okay, well, if we get a clear look at three, we need to take it right away. But you really need to make sure that you can set your feet and get a good look at that shot. And if you can't, then you need to look instead of trying to get the ball down low. Because, again, Hatch, Rooks, Shoemate have all had some success down low. And then the other thing has to be in terms of keeping the turnovers down. Hawks doing a better job of taking care of the ball than they did in Milton Freewater in that two-day tournament. But you're still seeing, particularly early in the first quarter, there was a tendency to try and pass over people when you probably ought to have been going around them. Early first quarter in particular was plagued with turnovers. And that is when College Place is having difficulty. Now, they did start to get control of that, and that's when they got back in the game and actually took their lead and opened at 1 point, their highest lead at 5 points. And then Connell proceeded to battle back there late in the second quarter and take their own 5-point lead. But this game is certainly within the realm of the Hawks to take. They're playing with great energy, and it's controlled energy. Sometimes the shots haven't quite gone the way. There was one call in particular, and I have to credit Silas Shoemate for this. There was a call down low where he was called for a foul, and at least from my viewpoint, it was a decidedly questionable call. Team had been playing with great fire up to that point, and perhaps at Mack High, that was where Silas said something to the ref that he shouldn't, and Silas didn't even shrug his shoulders. He just turned the ball over, put his head down, and ran to his defensive position. So, and, you know, doing what you need to do. You need to take care of business. So, if this team can play with its passion and continue to search for its identity, sometimes it's not sure if they want to be a guard-shooting team or a team that attacks more down low. But despite the absence of Cameron Lindstrom, their 6'3 center, they've been having some success down low with Rooks and Hatch. And I think if they look to that the second quarter, they've got every opportunity to capture not only their first win in school history, but also capture their first conference win. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll be back with the second half action as we are at halftime. And Connell is leading your College Play Talk 42-37. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Is it time for you to get into a safe and reliable vehicle for the winter? Hi, this is Cody from Tommy's 9th Street Auto. Don't wait until the snow or the ice hits the roads. Stop by our lot today and choose from a full selection of four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive vehicles, including a Powerstroke, Audi, Volkswagen, and much, much more. Remember, we always have 20 top-quality used vehicles on the lot for $69.95 or less. And if we don't have exactly what you're looking for, we use our exclusive dealer locate system that will find your vehicle within your budget. We want you to drive safe and happy this winter with a vehicle from Tommy's 9th Street Auto in Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back live here at Hot Court. We're about to start the third quarter. Other action that's going on in the SCAC this evening, winless Riverview and winless Royal, winless in the league, that is, are at Royal. So one of those two teams is going to get off the schneid. Columbia Burbank at 0-3 is visiting 4-1 Warden, and Kiona Benton, who the Hawks are going to be playing next this coming Tuesday at 2-2, are visiting 4-1 Waluk up in Mattawa. Also, games coming up on Tuesday. Waluk will be at Riverview, Royal will be at Columbia, Warden will also be at Canal, and we are ready to go here. As Austin Smith will inbound for Connell to Brian Hawkins as they go left to right here as we sit at the scorer's table. And Hawkins tried to feed to Nolan Chase, and Chase just wasn't watching. And Connell throws the ball away. And the Hawks will turn around and try and cut into this five-point lead. 42-37 just underway here in the second half. Flores to Nico, quickly back to Flores, top of the arc. And Flores now goes to Nico in the corner. And now to Flores at the top of the arc. He shakes and bakes, turns around, pulls up for an 18-footer off the back of the rim. No good. That was a good look. It just didn't drop. Quickly, Hawkins comes barreling down, gives the ball to Chase. His 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Silas Chase. He then turns around, and he's going to launch a left arc three that's good. And it's 45-37, Connell to open the second. Romero to Shoemate, cross-court to Hatch, top of the arc, Nico. Now corner Flores, he takes his time with the three, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. Need to chase that shot because he could have chased down the rebound. Hawkins splits through everybody and lays it up and in. They just made way for him, and it's a 5-0 run for Connell to open the second half, and suddenly it's a 10-point Connell lead. Flores, the Shoemate on the right arc, now goes cross-court to Nico, quickly going to launch that three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. It's been nothing but three-pointers thus far, and long outlet pass to Chase, and Shoemate just put his arms up. He knew it was coming, and he didn't look. Put his arms up, and the ball went off Shoemate, and then Chase tried to chase it down and ends up tossing it out of bounds. So Romero will give to Flores, and the Hawks try and get their offense online, and they need to stop Canell's fast break. And Flores tried to give to Nico and just wasn't paying attention to what he was doing and gets tipped by Hawkins, who comes barreling down. His shot too strong, but then Poe with the follow-up, and it's 7-0 to start the third. All of a sudden, it's a 12-point Canell lead, easily their largest of the game. Flores at the top of the arc gives to Rooks on the left arc, now feeds down low to, that's not Hatch, that is Kobe Morris, who's checked in. His running lane is too strong. And then Chase feeds a waiting Austin Smith. His lay-in is not strong enough, and then fights the rebound. We have Rook committing a foul on, I believe that was Nolan Chase, who was trying, nope. It was on Austin Smith, who was trying to go up with the shot. So it's going to be a shooting foul. Smith to the line to shoot two. Hawks playing Connell close here in the first half, but the second half is not opening well as Connell is a 7-0 run to open the second half. Smith's first free throw ends up being no good. Smith's second free throw is good, and it is now a 13-point Connell lead. Flores quickly comes across the timeline, hits Nico in the left corner. Nico gets it back out, now top of the arc, Flores. Flores thinks three, now back to Nico. He's going to launch a three that got partially blocked by Ridge Pauly. And Hawkins quickly comes barreling down, and he, man, if he's awaiting Silas Chase, his lay-in is no good. Rebound, Connell, that putback ends up being no good, and Kobe Morris fights down with the rebound. Nico hits Flores in the right corner. He's going to launch a three. That rims out, no good. Fight for the rebound, ends up getting tossed out of bounds. And Derek the Hawks just shooting terribly right now. Shoemate is going to check back in, as is Jesse Garcia. And then Nico Romero ends up getting the inbounds pass and quickly lays it up and in, and the snide ends. But it's 50-39 Connell, 5:18 to go here in the third. Silas Chase is going to launch a long left arc three, and it's good. 53-39. Nico Flores takes across the timeline. Gives to Rooks on the right arc. Now back to Nico. Now Hector Flores feeds Garcia down low. He tries to go baseline. Now he's going to feed Shoemate, who runs baseline. His first shot is no good. Gets his own rebound and lays it up and in. Tough muscle play by Silas Shoemate. Hawkins wants to drive, tries to shoot over Flores. Drive and shoot, and they're going to stay. I believe Flores fouled him on his way up. Yeah, Hector Flores picks up his third personal now. Second team foul. And Brian Hawkins, who is a 6-foot senior, but he runs the point, and he has some jets on him. And he's not afraid to try and drive and shoot. His first free throw, however, rims up the front of the rim and out, no good. Second free throw, he takes one bounce, spins, looks, hunkers, fires, and rattles it home. 54-41, Connell, 4:45 to go here in the third. Nico Flores, Nico Romero, right arc, and then proceeded to try and drive into the key, and they're going to say he got fouled while he was trying to make his drive. And that foul is on Rich Pauley. That's his first personal, first team foul. So it's going to be college place ball with a fresh 35. And Coach Mark Ferraro wants to talk things over with his troops because he's had a tough time here in the third quarter. We'll take a break as well with Connell leading college place 54-41. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And after that timeout, we had consecutive turnovers. Nico Romero turns the ball over, but then on the outlet pass, Connell turns the ball over, so we'll try again. Nico has it on the right arc, gets top the arc, Hector Flores. He now dribbles around, goes back at the top of the arc, still maintaining his dribble. Back to Nico. Goes in the corner to Shoemate. No, back to Flores, top of the arc. Down low to Hatch. Hatch bounces, makes a move, turns around, puts up a 10-footer, and lays it down. I said we needed you, Dad, to be successful, and it worked. Oh, my goodness. But an outlet pass to Rich Pauley on the fast break, and Connell answers right back. Hawks need to go down low to Hatch, I think, more often, because it has been working. Shoemate has it on the right arc. Now goes right corner Flores. Flores puts it on the ground. Now goes cross court to Nico. Nico's going to put it on the ground, has to pull back out top of the arc, Flores. Flores now to Shoemate on the right arc. He's going to dribble, loses the handle on it, and turns the ball over. Quickly, here comes Connell. Hawkins wants to drive down, feeds Pauley. His putback too strong. However, Silas Chase follows up with the offensive rebound and putback, and it is a 15-point Connell lead. Largest lead of the game by far for either team. Flores at the top of the arc. Dribbles to the left. Now goes to Nico in the corner. Nico wants to drive baseline. Tries to go up. His shot not strong enough. Ends up gathering his own rebound. And now feeds. Oh, my goodness. Feeds Brooks, who goes up strong and lays it up and in. Now the long outlet pass. Long outlet pass to Rich Pauley. And the fast break works again. And Mark Ferraro, again, wants to stop the fast break. He's going to call a full timeout with Connell trying to run away from College Place. It's Eagles 60, Hawks 45. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
There's nothing more beautiful than the smile on her face and light in her eyes when she sees a Falkenberg's box and their signature bag under the tree. And you hear her say, "Is that for me?" It's all for you at Falkenberg's. Give gorgeous stud earrings starting at just $99. Or her birthstone, a timeless watch, or brilliant bracelet. Need that special ring? The quality, affordability, and personal expert service you get in person from Falkenberg's is above the rest. Shop this season at the area's engagement store and much more. Falkenberg's, downtown Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live where Connell's running an advanced zone, so the Hawks end up feeding Hatch down low. He puts up a 10-footer, and that's good. On the ensuing possession, Connell gets an offensive rebound, and then Austin Smith gets a putback that is good, and they're going to say he got fouled on the way up. Oh, but now we have, I'm not sure what we have a debate about. Okay. Okay, so there was a foul on Lance Hatch, and they said that a bucket had been made, but they then waved it off. So instead of getting an and one, Austin Smith, who received the foul, is simply going to get a shooting foul, which he will shoot two. What happened was his shot hit the back of the rim, bounced up, hit the connecting cable for the bucket and went in. And they originally called it good, but they realized the ball went out of bounds once it hit that cable. So the shot was no good. Both of his free throws were no good. And then Hatch and Hawkins tie up the rebound. A jump ball is called, and the possession arrow favors the Hawks. So here comes Flores. He gives to Nico on the right arc. Now back to Flores, top of the arc. Now down low to Hatch, who feeds Shumate, who goes up, and his shot was blocked from the back. Rooks then gets the offensive rebound. His putback is blocked. He gathers it back in, then finally loses a handle on the ball. Darn it. And Nico Romero trying to block Silas Chase is going to get called for the blocking foul. That's his second personal, fourth team foul. Silas Chase inbounds then to Hawkins. Hawkins then goes in the corner to Chase. Chase launches that left corner three, and it's good, and the wheels are coming off. It's a 16-point Connell lead. Flores to Rooks. Now back to Flores. That's a pass tip. Hector gathers it back in. Now goes right arc Nico. Nico tries to go low to Shumate. Shumate puts it on the floor, turns around, pulls up 12-footer, rattles around and in. Silas Shumate down with 10 points, 5 rebounds. 63-49. Hawkins takes it to the top of the arc. Gives left arc to Trevin Turner. His shot ends up being no good. Rebound Hector Flores. He quickly comes down left arc, loses the handle on his dribble, gathers it back up, now goes to the top of the arc, still has his dribble. Now goes left arc Rooks, who got fouled and they didn't call it. Rooks instead going to drive baseline and reverse lay-in. Rooks stayed with it despite getting bump fouled by Brian Hawkins. And it's a 12-point Connell lead. Rich Pauly takes the long cross-court shot. Now he goes long cross-court to Chase. Chase, he's going to shoot the long three. It ends up being no good. Long rebound. Austin Smith goes up. The guys are just up with their hands. They're still going to call a contact foul on Nico Romero. That's his third personal. 15 foul. So Austin Smith is going to shoot two. And he manages to make this one. Peyton Reiner is now going to step in. Hawkins is finally going to get a rest. Hawkins orchestrating that fast break has just decimated the Hawk defense. It's nice to see him on the bench. Smith's second free throw is also good. And now Nolan Chase is going to come in, and Austin Smith is going to sit. I had 66-51. The scoreboard shows one less than that. Nico has it in the right corner. Now gets to Silas Shoemate. He's going to launch a 12-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Dang it. And quickly, here they come. Chase is going to come tearing down. His lay-in ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound. Brought down by Peyton Reiner. He then pulls it back out. Reiner has it at the top of the arc. Now gets to Ridge Paul. He's going to launch a long three. That rims in and out. And Silas Shoemate with the rebound. They're going to say there was a foul away from the ball. That ball's on Trevin Turner. I have that as his third. Second team foul for the second half. Flores takes the ball with 40 seconds to go here in the third. Still dribbling around. Now goes right arc Nico. Nico goes down to Hatch. He puts up the little 12-footer. That's up the front of the rim. Ribbles around. No good. And Silas Shoemate ties up Peyton Reiner, causing a jump ball. That was a heads-up play by Shoemate. Possession arrow favors Connell, but that's one of those. You facilitated the jump ball, son, and that's a good thing to do because... Okay, Paulie gives to number three. Puts up an 18-footer. No good. He follows up with his own offensive rebound. And then on the fight for the rebound, they're going to say Lance Hatch committed a personal foul. That is his second, sixth team foul. Silas Chase takes it out, gives to his brother Nolan. Now back to Silas, is in the right corner for that three up front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Paulie. And once again, the Hawks getting beaten on the boards. Peyton Reiner tries to drive and shoot. It ends up being no good. Connell again gets the offensive rebound. And when they go up, ends up getting fouled. This is a problem that we saw earlier. The Hawks have trouble sometimes with their interior defense, and they're getting smoked for offensive boards. And in the second half, Connell has been exploiting that. Trevin Turner's first free throw is good. 3.7 seconds to go, and Connell's back to a 15-point lead at 66-51. His second free throw is also nothing but net, and now that is the largest lead of the game at 67. And Hatch ends up taking a half-court shot. It ends up getting nothing but net, and Canal goes through the third quarter, fully in command over College Place. We'll be back with the fourth. Canal 67, College Place 51. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back live here at Hawk Court, about to start the fourth quarter, as the third quarter did not go well for the College Place Hawks. They've been down by five at halftime. They got blown out in the third quarter, 25-14. It is a 16-point Connell lead, 67-51. Flores inbound pass to Shoemate, gets batted away, gathers it back in. Instead, feeds Noah Merka from the left arc, who hits the three. Nice way to open the fourth at 67-54, Connell. Silas Chase on the left up now feeds number two down low. His shot no good, but again, an offensive rebound. Brian Hawkins with a putback. And it's 69-54. Hector Flores goes to Nico Romero on the right arc. Nico goes to Shoemate in the corner. He's going to launch a three. That ends, almost rattles in. Moreno with the offensive rebound and putback is no good. Merka with the offensive rebound, who then got fouled. That foul's on Brian Hawkins. That's his second personal, third team foul. Flores will take it out baseline. Now gives to Moreno in the corner. Feed to Shoemate. Ends up getting stolen by number 22, who then is going to feed Nolan Chase, who lays it up and in. Hawks getting terrorized by a fast break in the second half here. Flores inbounds to Romero. Romero, oh my goodness, gets a running lane that just skates around the outside of the rim and fails to drop. College plays quickly with their fast break. Lay-in's a bit too strong. Shoemate, in fighting for the rebound, got fouled by Austin Smith. So credit Shoemate with the rebound. And the Hawks, trailing by 17, still going to potentially try and do something here, but they need to do it soon. Merka on the left arc to Flores, to Merka, back to Flores. Flores now wants to drive right. He has to pull back out. He's looking for some movement. Now gives to Nico in the right arc. Nico now feeds Shoemate down low, and he tries to shoot through a double team, has his shot partially blocked. Yab it in. Hawkins quickly leading the break, and they're going to say Hawkins then got fouled as he was moving in towards the basket. Fouls on Hector Flores at his fourth personal. Brian Hawkins now to shoot a one-on-one. Braden Schwartz now to check in. Silas Shoemate to check out. Lance Hatch to check back in. Miguel Moreno is going to sit. Hawkins is shooting a one-on-one. That is Hector Flores' fourth personal and the eighth team foul. 6:29 here to go in the game. Hawkins hits his first free throw, 72-54. Connell. Connell looking for their first victory of the season, as are the Hawks. And he hits his second, 73-54. Flores crosses the timeline, facing the 2-3 zone again. Gives to Nico, now back to Flores. Flores going to dribble to the left. Now goes to Nico in the corner. He's quickly going to launch that three, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. It looked good. Long scramble for the rebound. Finally brought down by Nolan Chase, who passes to the invisible man. He was thinking this passing to Brian Hawkins, but it ended up being to nobody. So Connell turns the ball over. Nico inbounds to Flores. Flores gives to Merka. Back to Flores, top of the arc, quickly to Nico. Nico's going to put it on the ground and wants to drive. Bath down low to Merka, has the ball slapped away. They're going to say that that was an actual block. And then on the putback, oh my gosh, Silas Chase had a clean block of his shot, but they're going to call a foul. I'm going to Lance Hatch commit his third personal, and I will say from my eye, it looked like he got all balls. But then again, I'm announcing College Place, so I'm a little bit of a homer, even if I don't live here. Chase's first free throw. Oh, the foul was not on Hatch. They're saying now the foul was on Braden Schwartz. And that first free throw was good, as is the second. 21-point lead now for Connell. Hector Flores takes across the timeline. Faced by that 2-3 zone, goes to Nico on the right arc. Thinks about the three, instead feeds Schwartz down low. His shot gets partially blocked. Rebound, Connell, and Silas Chase got the feed on the fast break. They're going to say he got fouled on the way up. Fouls on Nico Romero. That's his fourth personal. Both ball handlers now with four fouls. And 5:37 to go here in the game. Chase's first free throw off the front of the rim, and then the left lift, no good. Chase's second free throw, that's nothing but net, and it is a 22-point Connell lead. Hector Flores gives to Nico Romero, launches the left arc three that was way too strong. You could tell as it left his hand. He had a little bit of the yip there, and quickly, Connell comes back. Brian Hawkins goes to Chase, now to Hawkins, now to Nolan Chase, now gives the baseline to Poe. Poe goes up against Braden, has it blocked. Nico then wants to go coast to coast. Credit Braden Schwartz with a block. And I'm going to say Silas Chase fouled Nico Romero before he could take his shot. Silas Chase's third foul. Noah Murka takes the inbounds now and gives the Flores now to Nico. He wants to drive baseline. Ends up going out to Hatch. Now back to Nico. Now he's going to dribble out. Goes to Murka at the top of the arc. Murka goes to Flores now on the left arc. Hector being guarded now puts down his dribble. Now he dribbles to the top of the arc. Going to reset the offense. 17 on the shot clock. Now goes to Nico on the right arc. Nico now wants to drive. He kicks out to Flores. He's going to the top of the arc. Three, that's good. Hector Flores for three, brought to you by Nico Romero. 76-57, Connell, 4:40 to go in the game. Hawkins takes it across the timeline. Goes to Austin Smith, and they're going to say Smith. They're going to say Smith took off before he started his dribble, so lifted his pivot foot, get called for travel. Romero inbounds to Flores. Flores dribbling around, feeds back to Nico. Nico should have been called for traveling. Now goes to Murka on the left arc. Now back to Flores, who goes to Nico in the left corner. He's gonna launch that three. No good. Rebound Braden. His put back no good. And rebound Connell. Hawkins takes it across the timeline, goes top of the arc. Now he's going to launch a three. And that's good. Good Lord. I'm sure Brian Hawkins is leading all scorers with way too many. Nico Romero takes it across the timeline, feeds to Murka. Murka getting trapped near the center line, now feeds to Nico. Now goes to a waiting Braden Schwartz that's going to lay it up and in. Good eyes from Nico Romero. And it's a 20-point Connell lead. Hawkins, top of the arc. He's Austin Smith. He's going to launch an 18-footer, no good. Rebound, Noah Murka. Feeds Hector Flores. He comes down the left wing. Flores now dribbling to the top of the arc. Now feeds Nico Romero on the left arc. He wants to drive baseline. He's going to end up having to go all the way through. He's got his lanes cut off. Now he's going to put up a leaning shot, but I believe they're going to say he lifted his pivot foot and ends up turning the ball over. And we'll have a timeout, Connell, with 3:21 to go here in the game, with the Eagles fully in the lead, 79-59 over College Place. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:16 to go here in the game. Connell leading College Place here, 79-59. Connell with the ball. And Silas Chase, giving a baseline feed, goes up for the layup, and they're going to say he got fouled by Silas Shoemate. Shoemate picks up his third personal. That's the 10th team foul. Silas Chase with the N1, and it's good, and it's 82-59, Connell. Flores takes the inbound, goes across the timeline, right arc Nico, back to Flores, back to right arc Nico, now to Shoemate at the free throw line. He's going to turn for an 18-footer, and we're going to say a foul away from the ball. Fouls on Trevin Turner. I don't know who I had the foul on. Thank you. Foul's on Brian Hawkins, his third. So Flores will take it up baseline, look for something to open up. Gives to Nico in the left corner. Now back to Flores. He's going to turn around, put up a 12-footer. That rattles up the front of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, gets lost. Rook ends up tying up. Yeah, nice going. Rooks ends up tying up Hawkins and facilitating the jump ball. And Connell coached one of the timeout but didn't get an opportunity for it to be called. So Hawkins will take the ball. Possession here favors Connell. Hawkins takes possession, takes the ball across the timeline, shot by Flores. Goes right arc, Nolan Chase now, top of the arc, Silas Chase. Then he wanted to feed a driving Austin Smith, but Austin Smith ended up traveling. So a Connell turnover. Nico inbound to Flores, and Nico quarterback it across the timeline. 2:30 to go. Flores on the right arc, Nico at the top. Nico puts it on the ground, dribbles down to the left arc. Now he's running out of time, and he throws the ball over, throws the ball away. Intended for Shoemaker was too weak, intercepted by Hawkins, who takes it across the timeline. As College Place gets back, he drives left. Now he wants to feed Rich Pauley. Pauley chases the top of the arc. Now gets to Austin Smith, top of the arc. Now gets to Hawkins. Hawkins wants to drive, ends up kicking out in the corner to, I want to say that's Ridge. It was. His shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Noah Merka. And he gives to Nico, who drives into the right corner. Now dribbles back out. Now gets to Flores in the corner. Now to Shoemaker. Now down low to Rooks, who turns for a little turnaround 10-footer, no good. Teammate ends up gathering in the offensive rebound, though, and laying it up and in. 82-61, Connell. 1:35 to go. Got Pauley giving it top of the arc to Nolan Chase. Now to Smith, dribbles to the free throw, gives to Pauley. Now gives in the corner to Hawkins, who wants to drive baseline and lays it up and in. And now we're going to have a timeout. Connell with them fully in command, 1:20 to go, 84-61 Eagles. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common? Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system. While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices, Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize. So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Hot Court here at College Place, where Connell has pulled away here in the second half. And they're leading your College Place Hawks here 84-61. Hawks been undone by a relentless College Place fast break in conjunction with College Place really pretty much dominating the offensive boards. Had wholesale substitutions for Connell, but the only real player who hasn't been on the court before is the 5'9 junior Matthew Kelly. Merka takes the ball down the right arc, now gives to Flores at the top of the arc. Flores now back to Merka on the right arc. Noah wants to drive, and he feeds Moreno, who then turns around and feeds Braden Schwartz, who puts up a little 10-footer that rattles around and finally drops. Feeding 4:63, Connell. We have Peyton Reiner acting as quarterback, which is a little bit different. Trevin Turner now at the top of the arc. He now gives to Reiner. Now to, that is Matthew Kelly wants to drive. He then kicks off to Trevin Turner, who's going to drive and lay it up and in. 36 seconds to go, and the Hawks are going to drop their first league game of the year and go to 0-3, under 30 seconds. Flores to Merka, down low to Braden Schwartz, wants to turn around and make a move. Puts up a 10-footer that's nothing but net. The problem is has to go through. Rebound, Miguel Moreno. Flores with 15 seconds. Still trying to run the offense. Gives to Merka on the left arc. He puts it on the ground. Now Schwartz is going to drive. Puts up a running 8-footer. That was nice. That was a nice move there to get it to 86-65. And that will do it. Hawks played well in the first half, but they have some trouble dealing with Connell in the second half, and they're going to drop to 0-3 on the season. Connell's going to go to 1-2 and 1-0 in league as they beat your College Place Hawks 86-65. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll break down the game and also look at what is coming up for the Hawks on the schedule. And the Hawks still trying to look for their first win of the season. They lose to Connell 86-65. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Hot Court, where the ladies and the men have both dropped their games here this evening. The men lose to Canal 86-65. Canal is going to go to 1-2 and 1-1. In league in the season. The Hawks are going to drop to 0-3 and 0-1 in league. Here are your totals. Kobe Morris with one rebound in limited action in the third quarter. Miguel Moreno, 3 points and one assist in somewhat limited action. Noah Mirka, 3 points, three rebounds. Jesse Garcia, 5 points, one rebound. Braden Schwartz, 6 points, one rebound. He had an active fourth quarter. Hector Flores, 8 points, three rebounds, and one assist. Nico Romero, 8 points, four rebounds, and two assists. Kevin Rooks, 9 points, five rebounds, and one assist. Silas Shue made best game of the season for him at 12 points, eight rebounds, and one assist. And Lance Hatch leading all Hawks scorers with 14 points, seven rebounds, and one assist. The Hawks shot 42%. Check that. They shot 35% for the evening, 42% from two-point land. They shot very poorly from three-point land. 5 for 25, and they opened the third quarter with a series of five misses from three-point land that did not help. They did shoot well from the line, but they only got there six times. They shot 4 for 6. 36 total rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 12 total turnovers, something they're definitely going to have to work on in the future. The Hawks got undone in the second half, despite playing Connell very, very close in the first half. They were undone by a relentless fast break, and furthermore, in the third quarter, just got absolutely brutalized on the offensive boards. Connell was getting look after look after look after look, and the Hawks are just having trouble perhaps getting in position or knowing how to finish off a defensive rebound. Again, a reminder that this is a young team. This is only their third game in varsity history, so they're still trying to find their identity. In that first half, though, they had some definite things to potentially build upon in terms of the energy with which they played, and they spread around the scoring very, very well this evening. So they do have something to look forward to in terms of how they can build and proceed from here, which they will next do this coming Tuesday when they're going to visit Kiona Benton in Benton City. The girls' game will start at 6. The boys' game slated to start at 7:30. So that will be your next broadcast, and we'd urge you to tune into that. Again, this coming Tuesday from Benton City as the Hawks will take on Kybee. Tuesday night, girls starting at 6. That will do it from here from Hot Court here at College Place, where the boys dropped their home opener 86-65. Watch the next broadcast this coming Tuesday, girls starting at 6 o'clock. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.